the Colorado River is in dire straits. It provides water to millions of us here in the arid Southwest, and ongoing drought driven by climate change is threatening its future. But one Arizona tribe is in a unique position. It has water to spare. The Colorado River Indian Tribes, or CRIT, has senior rights to a sizable portion of the Colorado's water, and now they want to lease some of it to others, water they've saved through conservation in the way they farm their land and have for millennia. But they can't lease the water without federal approval, and a bill introduced by Arizona Senator Mark Kelly is making its way through Congress now to do just that.
Kuchkamadu, Inyapimul. Amelia Flores, Makachada. Greetings. My name is Amelia Flores, and I am Mojave. My ancestors and I have lived and farmed on the waters of the Colorado River since time immemorial. This river, it runs through our blood.
Amelia Flores is the chairwoman of the Colorado River Indian Tribes, and she told me members of the tribe gave their approval to the deal back in 2019 at the ballot box, and the tribe has already done a lot to try to keep the Colorado flowing.
As the drought has continued in the Southwest and in many parts of the United States and in across the world, you know, it impacts us and makes us realize that we have to continue to see the waters of this mighty river, the Colorado, continue to run along its banks. So far, we have contributed and saved water in Lake Mead and through pilot projects, and now with the drought contingency, left water in Lake Mead, and also so that the waters can continue to flow, because as I said in my statement to the lawmakers, that, you know, I consider this river as a living being. It supplies the water not only to our people, but to the fish, the animals that drink from it, and all of the habitat that is in our area. It's all tied into our environment. So with the drought looming over us, you know, we have to take more conservation efforts to see that the river will continue to run, just like the land, you know, that was given to us by our creator. Mm-hmm. The river is also given to us by Mativil. So we need, as stewards, to do all that we can to make sure, as I said before, that this river runs through our blood also. Mm. So it's who we are also as Mojave people.
So let me ask you more about this plan you mentioned to lease water to others in the region as we kind of face these drought conditions. Your tribe is in a position that very few are these days, where you have the water to do that. Describe this plan for us and how it would work if this bill were to pass Congress.
Well, it would allow us to lease our water to water users in the state of Arizona, not sell it, but to lease it. And it would only be during this time of the drought and the cutbacks. We wouldn't be, I want to say, the savior, the only solution, but we can be a part of the solution in keeping the lake up to the level that can sustain the water to continue to flow through the river, the electricity, and to all the water users along the Colorado River. We do have enough lands to fallow, to make enough acre feet of water in Lake Mead. Most tribes in Arizona with their water settlements can lease their water, and their water is more or less paper water, where ours is wet water, real water, mm-hmm. that we can use our resources to help save the life of the river.
Yeah. And this is something that could be done on a sort of emergency basis, right? Like, this is something that could be done to sort of help us get to the next step. Plans like what the governor announced within State of the State earlier this month about desalination, or these other sort of longer term projects that would take some time to get off the ground. Yours is something that could help bridge the gap, you think?
Yes. Yes. And it'll be a short time, you know, a short time leases that we would look at. Our people would have to approve. Once the bill is approved, then it comes back to the people, and we're working on policies right now to move forward, because it doesn't look like the drought is going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you know, all the conservation measures that need to be put in place will take a couple of years or maybe more than that. So we would be ready to lease our water
How would this benefit the tribe in particular? I mean, this is a leasing deal, as you say, so there would be some funds coming into the tribe for the water. What would you use it for? How would it help?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of priorities, but one of the priorities is the conservation. Right now, our irrigation system, which the BIA is oversees our irrigation project, and it carries the water to our lands and our fields. And that irrigation system is old, back in the 40s, the 50s. And so a lot of work needs to be done to provide more efficiency to deliver the water onto the fields. So it would help in that way. It would help also in our general fund. The monies would come to our general fund to sustain services to our people. And also we would look at developing more lands, and we can clear those lands and develop. And we can also put in preserves. Right now we have the Ahaka Preserve that was built in the 90s, and it provides the habitat, the fish, the animals, so we can create more habitat along the banks of the river.
It sounds like it could make a big difference for the tribe.
Yes, it can. It can.
All right. Amelia Flores, chairwoman of the Colorado River Indian Tribes, joining us. Madam Chairwoman, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us about all of this. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.